So we began our discussions, Ken, at the very, very beginning. I asked you, you know, are you a map maker, a philosopher? And you said you were a storyteller.
Right.
And, you know, clearly you're a cosmic storyteller. And I'm wondering, as we end here, where you think our story is going in terms of the four quadrants.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we going? What do we have to look forward to? Now you're being a futuristic storyteller.
So a science fiction
storyteller.
It just never ends, does it? I mean, it just keeps going. That's what's so astonishing about it. One of the main reasons that I want to believe in reincarnation is that I really want to believe that all of these different epics, archaic, magic, mythic, rational, pluralistic, informational, that we were all somehow players on this great story. That it just doesn't make sense to me that people would just pop up for a while and then disappear. I mean, it seems cosmically unfair. I mean, you're not allowed to have levels or waves or stages or great chain of being or any sort of spectrum of consciousness unless everybody gets a shot at the grand prize. And so
you are fair-minded.
I'm a sappy romantic. It's what I really, really am. And now, obviously, it doesn't mean that the universe has to operate that way. And I would like to think I could take that into account and come up with a realistic piece of ugly, ugly universe if necessary. But I'm just saying that part of my remaining cognitive dissonance is the story is that it has a happy ending, that we really are just going through this ourselves as part of this ongoing story of our own expanding capacity for consciousness and care and compassion. It doesn't make sense to me that somebody would live 2,000 or 3,000 years ago and just, you know, live for 20 years and get snuffed out. Doesn't make sense. Don't like it. Don't want that to happen. So my science fiction is allowed to have that happen. So I really kind of see that going on in the sense that we all kind of get recycled and come back and go at this thing until we get it right in certain ways. But that's science fiction, utopian, wishful dreaming, and neurosis all combined into one, probably. In the immediate future, you can do really sketched out demographics. You know, there's less than 2% of the world's population at anything that could be called an integral level wave stance attitude. 70% of the world's population is ethnocentric or lower waves of development. To me, that's very scary. That's a very scary situation. I don't see that changing quickly. I don't see anything resembling a capacity for a world federation at level 5 or higher for some time now. And so basically the world seems to go on the way it sort of always has, which is from one relative catastrophe to another, interrupted by brief periods of unexpected peace. And I don't see that necessarily changing. I think social learning does happen. I think evolution does happen. Things get better in some ways, demonstrably. We talked about various ways it has in terms of physical health and so on. But the immediate short range is it could be very, very unpleasant. So my recommendation is always, in terms of an aqual or integral orientation, is exercise body, mind, and spirit, and self, culture, and nature. And in nature, that means work for ecological concerns and the whole sense of place and the sense of planet and the sense of Gaia. In terms of culture, it means the political situation. It means world peace, but it also means world peace from all sides and not just one. In working on self means our own body, mind, and spirit, working states of consciousness, attitudes of love and openness and acceptance, because those accelerate our growth through the evolutionary stages. And we can always begin with states and attitudes of openness and love right now with our own selves and begin that practice with those three great states and realms that we have available to us all the time. And so by increasing the amount of consciousness and care and compassion you have each moment, then you leave the world a little bit more whole than you found it. And that's the best that you can sort of expect, and certainly the best that you can offer.
This concludes Cosmic Consciousness with Ken Wilber. For more information on the work of Ken Wilber, please visit www.integralinstitute.org. The music on this program is by Stuart Davis from the song The Ladder. For more information on musical recordings by Stuart Davis, please visit www.stuartdavis.com. And for additional copies of this recording, or for a complete Sounds True catalog of audio, video, and music for the inner life, please visit www.soundstrue.com or call 800-333-9185 or write the Sounds True catalog, P.O. Box 8010, Boulder, Colorado, 80306. Thank you for listening. There's more to learn.